Okay, I'm on the spot, and I've not rehearsed for anything, so I'm going to keep it short and just talk about the last week because it's been pretty momentous for me and the family. Little baby William is a week old yesterday, and we're blessed to be here seeing parents and be with you guys today. Thankful that we're able to travel so soon after the birth. So I just want to just talk a little bit about my experience the last week and tied into something that hit me pretty profoundly about a week ago when I was thinking about just heavenly things, and a certain verse popped in my head. So last week, William was born at the hospital, and I describe it as the weirdest hostel I've ever been in. Just like if you think about all the people coming and going, and I've done a lot of traveling worldwide, and hostels are like the cheapest and easiest place to get a room if you're in a foreign country, with like $30 a night kind of thing. And so you're in this hospital, like it's kind of felt like a hostel for me, where everybody's coming and going at all hours of the night. It's essentially free for us because insurance and stuff thankfully is going to pay for it. But a lot of crying, a lot of people coming in and out, just kind of an odd experience. And I thankfully was able to get in the car and drive if I got Casey a coffee or things like that. She obviously was there, you know, for the full 3 days. But it was on Sunday morning, a full day after, that I was driving to get some coffee, and I just, the weight of everything just started to hit me, because the day of the birth, it was, you know, just a lot of newness, a lot of sights and sounds and things, you know, Casey going through that labor. I was there right by her side, and she did it all unmedicated, which was amazing to see her go through that. Like, just what a, like, wow, impressive for what a woman can do, and how she fought for this baby to come into the world. It's not something that just happens. Like, there is an active part that a mother does. So I have a high respect for all the mothers in this room that went through all of that. So let's see. It was Sunday morning. I was driving to get coffee, and I remember thinking, like, wow, this baby, you know, everybody's saying congratulations, and this baby's so perfect and all this stuff, which I kind of have like a theological like problem with that. We got a lot of this baby, he's so perfect. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that, you know, but we can talk about that later. He's an amazing little boy. But the thing that I thought was interesting is I was just driving, and I thought, you know, here another voice to praise the Lord was born yesterday. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Just to think, like, this kid's going to have a whole life ahead of him, you know, Lord willing, outlive us, touch so many different lives that we would never touch, know people that we'll never know, and just spread love and goodness and truth, we hope, all over the world. And and I remember thinking, you know, we know about the book of life. We know how God saves his people. And there's not assurance that William is going that direction, but we hope and we pray that William is in the book of life. And I remember thinking, like, no, I do believe he's in the book of life. I don't know when that's going to happen or when that's going to be activated, when the, you know, that phase of salvation is going to kick in for the Holy Spirit regeneration part. But we're hoping it's soon. That way, maybe young child years will go a little smoother, but we'll see. I'm sure some of the parents that are a little bit further along in their child's development can talk to me about that kind of stuff and give me tips and all. But there's a verse, Colossians 2:2, that I want to talk about just a quick minute, because that's when I was telling some people about the birth and just, hey, it happened yesterday and all this. And I remember thinking about the whole, you know, book of life situation, that kind of question. I was that kind of topic. And I remember thinking, you know, we have the words like hope. We use hope a lot in the English language, but we kind of water it down, sort of like the word love. Like, it just, you know, you can love a meal, a taco, or, you know, a pair of shoes or whatever, but it doesn't really mean love. You know, we know that. But I think hope is another word that's used a lot. You know, I hope that you do well on your test. I hope that, you know, you make it safely to where you're going. I hope that, you know, all these words, hope, but we don't really use it to the full weight that God intends it. So in a similar vein, the word assurance popped in my mind, because I remember thinking, like, you know, we have another voice to praise the Lord in our family right now with William being born. And I was praying that William is in the Lord's book of life, and that one day soon his lips, him himself, which he doesn't even know how to speak right now, obviously, but his lips will one day utter the words, I love you, to the Lord of the universe. It took me a long time to do that. It was probably, I was definitely in my, maybe, I was going to say 20s, but it could have been really 30s before I said, like, you know, I knew the Lord the whole, my whole life. I knew of the Bible. I knew of the stories. I knew of everything. But to actually say, Lord, I love you, didn't happen until much later. And it was after all the trials and tribulations with the Air Force, going to Afghanistan, Iraq, and all these different places, and just seeing a lot of things, a lot of hardship, and a lot of struggles in my own career, trying to be a certain pilot that I wanted to be. And the Air Force kind of had me go in different directions, and I just was fighting against that. And it wasn't until the Lord kind of broke me and humbled me that I was like, okay, I see your plan here. There is a bigger plan, and it's not about me being a selfish, you know, egocentric, you know, arrogant pilot. Like, there is a much bigger purpose here. And I think I'm starting to see that with William being born and Jack back there, just raising them. Anyway, so Colossians 2:2, it says, I'm going to kind of jump into it. I know, like, being at church with Marty for a long time, but when you see a four, that's, you got to figure out what it's there for. So like Colossians 2:1, it says, for I want you to know, I'm going to read after a little bit of the ESG version versus the King James, so forgive me, Dad. I'm sure you're not going to like that, but for I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for all those at Laodicea and for all who have been seen, for all who have not seen me face to face, that in their hearts, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is in Christ. And then it goes on. But the word assurance there, I want to just focus on that for a second. Like, that, I think, is where my heart was last week when I felt assured of a lot of things in this little baby's life that will just happen in ways that I don't even understand yet. Well, I think that we as Christians can be assured of a lot of things. And the world may question you on that and say, well, how do you know that's going to happen? How do you know you're going to get better? How do you know you're going to defeat cancer? How do you know financially things are going to work out? And you can just, if you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord, just to sit back and say, yeah, I know the world's telling me that's probably unlikely and it's probably not going to happen, or it's a low probability of happening, but I feel in my heart that is going to happen. Just lean in into that understanding, that assurance, and don't question it. Because I think that's where a lot of the faith comes from, that God wants us to display. And then he can take that from there and run with it and make things happen in ways that you don't, we don't know, that happens in the back, or in the background. So anyway, I'll just wrap it up with that. Just I'm encouraged as of last week with assurance for a lot of things, seeing the birth of William. And I just know that everybody's struggling with something. And if you feel like in your heart that there is a reason to believe, like, don't doubt that. The world's going to try to knock that and chip that away. But, yeah, have assurance for whatever it is you're struggling with. So that's it. I'll just say a quick prayer and wrap that up. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this gathering today. I know that me, Casey, Jack, and William are very blessed to be here with this church. And with us being far away in Auburn, it's not an easy trip to be here, and I'm so thankful for this wonderful Sunday and the love that this church has shared out for me and my family. And I pray for the message that we're about to hear, Brother Marty, just this truth and the spirit that's coming through his voice. Lord, please strengthen him and give him even more clarity than he always has. Lord, we love him and we love Sandy and all they've done for this church, Lord, and I pray that you are with us this morning, Lord, and we feel your presence, Lord, and we feel assurance that we are yours, and that we have a bright future ahead, and that you have a plan for us, Lord, that you've laid out, and that we just have to work to discern what that is and to lean into it and be assured, Lord. These things I pray. Amen.